Hej och välkommen till Swedish Lessons, your shortcut to the Swedish language. I hope you're doing fine and that you're ready to speak some Swedish with me. So first of all, I would like you to think about a noun that we have been talking about recently. That is the Swedish word, the song that you can sing. It's two words in English, the song, but in Swedish, that's one single word. So please say it out loud. How would you say in Swedish the word the song? Sången. Sången. Bra. Good. So sången means the song. And the final part, en, such as sång en, that's the meaning, the. So if we would have just sång, that would mean sång. That would mean in English song. But if we have in Swedish, sången, it means the song. So that's how we create the meaning the in Swedish. And to say it again, there are other ways of creating the meaning the, but this is the first thing that we have to learn because it's the most common one. So that's how we do the Swedish method. Now, in last episode, we were also talking about that you can ask someone, do you know the song? And if we want to ask someone, do you know? In that case, the word know will translate into the verb can in Swedish. So we will literally say, can you the song? That does not make good English, but it works in Swedish. So, you know, sometimes a verb in English can correspond to many different verbs in Swedish and the other way around. So now I would like you to ask that question to someone. That's three words. Can you the song? So take your time and don't rush it. First the first word and then the second word and so on. So you have to go through the whole sentence slowly. Take your time and ask someone this question. How would you say in Swedish, can you the song? Kan du sången? Kan du sången? Bra, good. Kan du sången? So then you have to maybe add a title of a song. So should we take, for instance, there is a Swedish pop band that are quite well known around the world. They're called ABBA. They're from Sweden. And yeah, they had their breakthrough 50 years ago and they are still known by people. So that's kind of amazing from a small country as Sweden with only, what are we now? 10 million people. Something like that. So they have one song, for instance, called Dancing Queen. So maybe you can try to ask someone in English. Oh, sorry, in Swedish. Do you know the song Dancing Queen? And ABBA, they sing in English mostly. So Dancing Queen, that's a title and a song in English. So then you will say, can you the song? And then Dancing Queen. So how would you ask someone in Swedish? Can you the song Dancing Queen? Kan du sången Dancing Queen? Kan du sången Dancing Queen? Do you know the song Dancing Queen? That's what we would say in English. Very good. So you are able to ask someone a whole question in Swedish and with quite a lot of words. That's very good. Now, shall we try with another sentence? We have been talking about the game as, that you can play, like a play, such as something that children do. It's not a sports game, but something that children play with each other. So if you know a certain game, you can ask someone, do you know the game? Which means, like, do you know this one so that we could play together? Or maybe you're asking your child or so. So, first of all, I want you to think of the word, the noun, the game, the game. It's not at all similar in English and Swedish. How would you say in Swedish the word, the game? Leken, leken, bra. Leken means the game. It starts with an L and then an E, and in Swedish, that's the vowel sound that you have to stretch a lot. So please say after me with that vowel sound. Leken. Leken bra. And so, if you want to ask someone, do you know the game? You would also say, can you the game? So how would you ask someone in Swedish, can you the game? Kan du leken? Mm-hmm. Kan du leken? Mm-hmm. Very good. And now I know that I have to, like, find a word of a game in Swedish, something that you can play. And the first one I can think of is, like, hide and seek, which is a well-known game. And it's like one person has to close her eyes, count to 100, and then find the friends that are hidden somewhere. That's hide and seek. In Swedish, we have a more funny word, and I kind of don't even know what it means. But let's just go for a funny word today. So the game hide and seek is pronounced like this in Swedish. Kura gömma. Kura gömma. I know. It sounds like some kind of Pippi Longstocking word, who is also a well-known Swedish character. So can you try to say after me that the game hide and seek is pronounced like this. Kura gömma. Kura gömma. Yeah, very good. Kura gömma. The part gömma, gömma means to hide something, to hide. So actually, it means hide something. And now I want you to ask someone, do you know the game kura gömma? And then you will say, can you the game kura gömma? So how would you say in Swedish, do you know the game kura gömma? Kan du leken kura gömma? Kan du leken kura gömma? Do you know the game kura gömma? Bra! And then you can say yes or no. And yes or no, those are two words that I think you know. But I will actually let you think about them after finishing this podcast, because this is all for today. And very well done. As always, if you have questions, feel free to write to us at our Facebook page. Okay? Ha det bra! Hej då!